website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, heard in Amelia Island at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you join us today as we face the issues. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. And lest I forget it, and sometimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We have listeners tuned in across America, some by way of internet, others picking up on the media outlet network. We are looking forward to your dialogue and discussion as we have the issue that we're facing today. We're talking about the social credit system coming soon to America. The social credit system coming soon to America. Did you realize they have a social credit system in China that 24/7 monitors every human being in the nation of China? If you're a good person, i.e., you follow the rules, the regulations, the guidelines, you don't jaywalk, you don't question the government, you get a good social credit score. You can buy, sell, trade, you can travel, et cetera, but if you do not obey and submit to the government of China, you're a bad boy, bad girl. Your social credit system is greatly diminished. You can't travel, you can't buy a home, you can't rent an apartment, can't go to college, and I could go on and on. So you say, is it possible for that to happen in America? Absolutely, we're on the fast track. We are at the present time unleashing some of the final stages of the social credit system in America. We're going to talk about that today on this broadcast. Looking forward to your involvement in the dialogue and discussion about it. It's very serious. But may I say to you, as Christians, we need to look up, lift up our head, and realize our redemption draweth nigh. Luke 21:28 reminds us of that. We need to recognize that as Christians, when these things start coming about, as we're seeing them today, it ought to remind us that God is still on the throne, that God's word is leaping off the pages of the scripture and into the news media and on the headlines around the globe. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that the Word of God tells us where things are going. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. In John 8:31-32, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." Psalm 117:2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." May I commend that to you? It's not a matter of partial truth, some truth. It's a matter of total truth. It's the truth book. We know today that truth is rejected. Truth is denied, demeaned, dissed, as the world calls it. It goes back to a statement from George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And ladies and gentlemen, that is precisely where we are in our society today. If you stand for truth, moral, ethical, biblical, theological, doctrinal truth, if you stand for truth, you are dissed, demeaned, and hated in the world today. But Jesus reminded his disciples, and it's a reminder for us today. He says, if the world hated me, it's going to hate you. If the world persecuted me, it's going to persecute you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're not above what took place with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to recognize, however, what is truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. This is a part of a statement that DeMint made. He says, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. This is the reason it should be frightening to every listener to realize that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, make this statement. Each person determines his or her own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And may I commend that to you. That's a good modus operandi, I believe, for every child of God, for every Christian, is to love the truth, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn it, tell it, live it, and defend it even to death. We're rapidly coming to the point and place in society where if we stand for truth and defend the truth, it could mean death. Yes, I understand the seriousness of that statement, but I recognize too, ladies and gentlemen, the declension that we're in America and around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff with Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, an ideal benchmark to find the location. 165-foot flagpole. Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our lines are open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just look at America. I want us to play pretend for a moment. Let's pretend that we're in America just a few months from now, or perhaps even a year from now. Let me just pause for a moment. I believe that we're on the very verge of seeing a tectonic change shift in America. I think we're right on the very verge of watching, if you please, almost like a switch being turned on, that changes the trajectory, changes the direction, changes the modus operandi of everything that's done in the United States of America. It could be a few weeks, could be a few months. In fact, it could be a few years. But I believe we're on target with the understanding, ladies and gentlemen, that the China model, the China model is being sought after around the world. I read article after article where governments around the world are looking at the China model of the social credit system to inculcate and incorporate in what they do in their nations to control the people. We're seeing that come into play in America today. The globalists, ladies and gentlemen, are looking for ways to control the people, to force submission. And today, I believe the Biden administration and the globalist agenda are on the fast track to institute the China model of the social credit system in our nation. I'm looking at a headline. It says, disturbing new revelations shows that FBI is spying on you. And the elongated article, ladies and gentlemen, simply put, it's just been discovered that about 275,000 illegal spying operations on citizens in America have taken place in a recent months by the FBI. Now, we are bothered by that, as we should be. We're concerned about that, as we should be, because it violates our Fourth Amendment right. But what do you do, ladies and gentlemen, when the totality of government is designed to seek, follow, trace, track, and control your every move? We're on the fast track for that in our nation today. And what we're seeing today is the pieces of the puzzle being put in place. The Biden administration is happily a part of the globalist movement to control the people. And ladies and gentlemen, we can fast forward and understand in the last of the last days of the world, the Antichrist will step on the scene and be able to control every human being. What we're seeing today is the pieces of the puzzle being put in place for that to take place. So just how does the social system in China work? How does it operate? I'm looking at a massive article. I'm going to take time to share with you two or three key components out of this massive article. The title of the article is China's Social Credit System Ranks Citizens and Punishes Them with Throttled Internet Speed and Flight Bans if the Communist Party deems them to be untrustworthy. The article reads in part, China's been rolling out a system of ranking of its citizens based on their social credit since 2014. People can be punished, this article says, if they drive badly, buy too many video games, or if they steal. The Chinese Communist Party has been constructing a moral ranking system for years that will monitor the behavior of its enormous population and rank them all based on their social credit. Social credit meaning literally your social life. How are you living? What are you doing? Where are you going? What are you buying? How are you spending your money? Do you jaywalk? Do you run a red light? Do you question the government? And I could go on and on and on. This article further says the social credit system was first introduced in 2014 as an important component of the market economy system in China and the social governance system aimed to reinforce the idea that keeping trust in government is glorious and breaking trust is disgraceful. Further, the article states, the plan is for the social credit system to be mandatory and unified across all of the nation of China, with each person giving their own unique code used to measure their social credit score in real time, every day, 24/7. This article further states in a major division of it, bad driving and debt could get you downgraded in the social ranking system. Other proponents' punishable offenses include spending too long playing video games, wasting money on frivolous purchases, posting on social media. Punishment includes the travel ban and slowing down your internet. China has already started punishing people by restricting their travel, including banning them from flights. Authorities banned people from purchasing flights 17.5 million times at its origin early on in 2018, the article states. You could get your dog taken away, for example. The eastern Chinese city started enforcing a social credit system for dog owners, whereby pet owners get points deducted if the dog is walked without a leash or causes public disturbances as the dog walks with them. Further, the article states, bad citizens are punished, but the system also rewards good citizens. People with good scores can spend up to travel application, speed up the travel applications. A unidentified woman in Beijing told the BBC that she was able to book a hotel without having to pay a cash deposit because she had a good social credit score. Citizens with good social credit score can also get discounts on energy bills, discounts on rent, discounts on things without a deposit, and get better interest rates when they borrow from the bank. The article then states, the system has been linked to the dystopian science fiction. It's been compared to, at some level, of the dystopian governance, such as the George Orwell's 1984, in which the state heavily controls every aspect of the citizen's life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I boiled down an 8-page article to just a few comments that I've made in relationship to it. The bottom line is, in the nation of China, every human being, not only the 24/7 facial recognition cameras that's on every street corner, down every alley, in every store, in every shop, with centralized monitoring of those cameras, so that your face is recognized, you go into the system. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're a good person, i.e., you act according to the government's plan, you have a greater score on your social score system. If you do not, if you're bad, as I've used the term, then ladies and gentlemen, they can reduce your social credit. For example, every person is monitored. Every person is followed. Every person is tracked. It's 24/7. There's no hiding. All is seen. All is known. If you buy a stick of gum in China, the Chinese government knows where you bought it, how much you paid for it, and what store you bought it from. They know what you were doing that day, where you're going. You're required to obey all of the rules, the regulations, the laws, the policies. You're good. You're rewarded with that social credit score. With that social credit score that being up. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you would not think this is possible in America, but this is on the fast track. With the social credit scoring system in China, if you have a good score, you can rent an apartment. If you have a good score, ladies and gentlemen, you can buy a ticket to get on a plane and travel. If you have a good credit score, you can go to college. You can travel. You can buy an apartment or rent an apartment. You can buy nice clothing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Does that sound like something that we're on the fast track for doing in America? Now, we call it the FICO score when it comes to the credit system. And the credit system rates based on how you paid your bills, et cetera. But how do you then inculcate that with the social movement of a human being? That's what they've done in China. If you violate any of the policies, if you question the government, if you do anything that's out of sync with what the government says you can or should not do, ladies and gentlemen, you're considered a bad social credit person. Your social credit score is lowered. And if your social credit score is lowered, by the press of the button, with the federal, i.e., the Chinese Communist Party government, your social credit score is lowered. You can't travel. You can't go to college. You can't drive a car. You can't get a driver's license. You're not free to move as you please. All of this is tracked, traced, traveled. As you travel, it follows you. It monitors you via your cell phone. Ladies and gentlemen, the cell phone that you have in your pocket today, even if you turn it off, it can be traced right down to a 36-inch square as to where you're located. 24/7. There's no hiding. There's no secrets. There's no hiding from that system. And we are in the very throes of seeing that elongated and enlarged in America. We're going to talk about how that's being done today and what's taking place to cause it. looking at another article, massive article, how China's social credit system works. China's top government agencies published a draft of the law and how it's established in the social credit system to encourage more self-discipline in the public and self-regulation in business. It's a system of reward and punishment. Keep that in mind as we talk today. It's the social credit system is a system of reward and punishment. The reward system encourages the person to submit to the government, encourages the individual to bow to whatever is demanded. It encourages the person to do not question or challenge anything that's said or done. Punishment, then, is on the other hand for those that do not. The government is on the fast track to control all of society in America today, just as in China. This article further states, it's a system to make individuals' actions more transparent, necessitating the creation of tools to monitor every aspect of one's life in China. It's called the social control. Beijing's end goal is to establish a master database, a blacklisting system, and a reward and punishment system that has an instrument that is applied on a national basis, measuring the trust in society based on the societal trust in and following the government, the judicial, and the financial and the commerce systems in China. The article states, by question, is China's social credit system nationwide? Ladies and gentlemen, at this moment, it started in 2014, and it covers, as of 2010, it covered about 80% of China, and today it covers 100% of China. Officials were assigned each one. Listen, when they first instituted this in China, it started off by each person was assigned 1,000 points of social credit, which would increase or decrease depending on behavior, whether it's jaywalking, littering, or submission to the government. China's social credit system is mandatory. Here's an article. State says, China's credit central bank estimated that just over 1 billion individuals, about 70% of the population, were covered by the social credit system when it inaugurated on a full basis in 2019. By July of that year, 2.5 million people across the country were barred, from any flights. 90,000 people had been restricted from any high-speed internet or rail services. 300,000 people had been deemed untrustworthy by China's courts, according to the National Development Plan of Reform Commission that set this up in China. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I could spend the balance of the broadcast talking about the Chinese social credit system, but I wanted you to have a little idea of how the China social credit system works. And then when we talk about how it is being incrementally implemented in America, we understand that we're on the fast track for total governmental control of every human being in America today. Now you say, what's wrong with that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if we have a Bill of Rights, and we do, if we're a free nation, and we should be, if we're a constitutional republic with the representative form of government, we the people should control what the government does. But we're watching the total reversal of that, where the government is controlling we the people. We're almost to the point, ladies and gentlemen, that the switch can be flipped, and we're in a totally different system of governance in America. We're watching that transpire. We've been watching it happen for quite some time now, and it is on the fast track. Looking at an article, it says, fired for expressing Christian beliefs, a worker now collects. A political candidate for mayor who was fired by her employer was because she expressed her Christian beliefs, now is collecting a confidential payout that includes earning loss, injury, and discrimination. It is a Christian concern that said Maureen Martin is collecting the substantial payout in a case that is thought to be the first of its kind, in which a political candidate was fired by her employer over her Christian faith. Martin was dismissed by a housing association that employed her. In 2022, after she complained about her hate, what they called hate speech, Christian speech is now called hate speech. And ladies and gentlemen, our free exercise of speech, our freedom of speech, freedom of religion, ladies and gentlemen, is being curtailed today on the basis that it might not be good for others to hear what you say, viewed by some as hate speech. And ladies and gentlemen, part of what we see that is now today's social credit system in China has been put in place under the Joe Biden administration for the past 3 years through social media, through big tech, through what is called in the Department of Homeland Security, the disinformation and misinformation controls, that if you say something that is deemed to be against the government, if you ask a question that is not relevant as the government sees it, it's considered disinformation and misinformation. And ladies and gentlemen, for the past 3 years, through social media, through Instagram, through Twitter, Facebook, even with your emails, text messages, we've been censored. The Biden administration just recently had a federal court wrap the knuckles of Joe Biden and say that you cannot use big tech to circumvent the Constitution, that the federal government cannot curtail or infringe on free speech. But ladies and gentlemen, that's taking place today. And you ask, well, where is it going? It's going into the full-fledged, total control through the social credit system, just as they have in China today. It is a sham when the government says that they're not controlling what we say. I can use what I experience each day as a good example. I receive somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 150, some days more, emails. Many times it's information. Many times it's just junk. But if I try to send email or forward an email, the algorithms that's used by the federal government today through big tech and social media can read that article. And if there's anything in there that is not approved by the government, it is censored and my email will be blocked and will not go through. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a good example of where we're headed with the social credit system in America, where what we say is totally controlled. What we say is totally monitored. What we say is watched. And I'm going to tell you how that's done. We're going to talk about how it is done through the federal government and through what is being used today as technology in every phase and facet, that it is the tool in the hands of the ultimate Antichrist that will control everything, every movement, everything that's done on the face of the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Coming soon, America's own social credit system. Coming soon, America's own social credit system. Let me just read this in part. China's social credit system is a combination of government and business surveillance of all citizens that gives the citizens a score that can restrict the ability of the individual to take any action, such as purchase a plane ticket, acquiring property, taking out loans because of its behavior. Given the position of several major American companies, a similar system is coming to America sooner than you may think, this writer says. The potential scope of the soft credit score system under the construction is enormous. The same companies that can track your activities and give you your corporate rewards for compliant behavior, could utilize their powers to block any transaction, add surcharges, restrict your use of products, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the social credit system coming soon to America. It has been taking place over the past several years. It's been on the fast track for the past 3 years under the Biden administration, and it's about to tie up the loose ends and be totally a transactional controlled system in America. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There have been more demonstrations across Israel following Parliament's approval of part of the Prime Minister's judicial reform plan that curbs the powers of the country's Supreme Court. Reform opponents accuse Benjamin Netanyahu of damaging Israel's democracy. The Justice Department has made good on a threat to sue the state of Texas over the border barrier the state has erected in the middle of the Rio Grande. Governor Greg Abbott says the purpose of that floating border wall is to keep people from trying to make the dangerous swim across the river. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was not hurt after being involved in a car accident while traveling to campaign events earlier today in Tennessee. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 24 points. The Nasdaq trading 63 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking about an issue that I believe should grasp the attention of every listener today. I believe as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to understand the modus operandi of what is happening and how we can view that and be better able to cope with and to plan as we see what's happening to our great nation. We're talking about today the social credit system coming soon to America. I'm looking at a headline. I'll read this briefly, then we'll take our next caller. Coming soon, America's own social credit system. Ladies and gentlemen, did you realize that PayPal has partnered with the left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center to investigate the role of what is being said online? And to then, according to this article, PayPal says the collected information will be shared with other financial firms and politicians internationally. Facebook has taken the same similar measures, recently introduced a messenger that asked the users to snitch on their potentially extremist friends. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a little brief blurb about the social credit system that's being constructed to be put in place totally in America. The potential scope of the social credit system is enormous. The same companies that can track your activities and give your corporate rewards for compliant behavior could utilize their powers to block any transaction, all surcharges, add surcharges, or restrict your use of the products. At what point does free speech end and begin? Be it against biological males playing in girls' sports, questioning vaccine side effects, advocating for gun rights, make someone a target in this new system. When does your debit card get canceled over old tweets, your home loan denied, or homeschooling for your kids rejected, or your eBay account invalidated because a friend flagged you for posting a Gladstone flag? Yet, the creation of the digital dollar, listen, is going to put America in a position of instituting the social credit system, working in conjunction with major tech companies. Citizens now convicted of crime could lose their ability to transact any business, and those that do not obey the government, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's very serious. I think one of the things that it does and should instantly be recognized by Christians and conservatives, we're watching the last of the last days as the pieces of the puzzle are being put in place, as the stage is being set with the characters and the furnishings, if you please, of the play being put in place, with the curtains ready to be drawn back. And the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, steps on the scene and will utilize the tools, the technology that's being put in place today to control the entire world. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comments, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Hope you're doing well.
Doing good. Everything's already in place. It's just a matter of implementation.
Yes.
One of the reasons, if you look at your phone nowadays, I think it's been like probably 10 or 15 years, you cannot take the batteries out of these things. The weak excuse they use is that it's dangerous, but you can go out and buy lithium batteries all day long at much higher amperages than the one that's in your phone, but yet it's dangerous to take it out of your phone. So it's constantly on. Your GPS is constantly on. It can be remotely activated because it has something called a UFID, which I think is unique identifier code. When I'm talking about implementation, let's say you go into a store and you gather a bunch of stuff. You go to the counter. Everything's scanned nowadays. It has something called a UPC code, Universal Purchase Code, on it. So as you look at the receipt on the top of it, you're going to see the store name, store location. You're going to see a unique identifier on there as well. It's just a matter of them turning that over. They use that currently to they use it as heuristics and for inventory control. In other words, if we're selling more of this item there, let's try to order more for the next coming delivery so we can continue to sell that item. If we're not selling as much item there, let's drop that from the inventory so we can make room for other items that are more popular or sell more. So not only do they have the ability with that unique identifier there, it tells them who you are, what you purchased, what time you purchased. Your being there is going to be corroborated with your phone because it's in your hand. You used a debit card to pay for it. And even if you use cash, they can still link your card or your bank account to your phone, to your location, to the purchase there. So everybody's carrying around a personal tracking beacon. And on top of that, the banks are more than willing to turn this information over. United or Bank of America turned over all the information for every Bank of America customer that was in Washington, D.C. during January 6th. So they're more than willing to cooperate. The other thing, too, that you talked about is email. That's something called Simple Mail Transfer Protocol. That's not encrypted. It has a to, a from, your account, you know, that you, your username and who it's going to. And that's just sent across the web as something called a packet. Those can be intercepted at every single point along the transit. So those can be read and already are being read by our government. And it's just a matter of implementation. It's already in place, everything.
Absolutely. And Jim, let me run two or three things by you and get your take on it in response to it for the benefit of our listeners today. Right now in many cities, in some states, they have the electronic thermostats that's required to be installed in your home, where the local utility service can turn your thermostat up, turn it down, or turn it off. That's being used in some parts of Texas now. It's being used all over California now. And when it is too hot and they control the thermostat because it's too heavy on the electric grid, and so they turn your thermostat down or they turn it off with brownouts or blackouts so that you cannot have power at the leisure of the utility company. That's part of the control factor that's coming into place. It's through the electronic thermostats. Another factor that's being introduced, and it's just almost laughable to me, where Biden is saying now that by 2030 that the cars have got to be electric cars. That just changed recently. It says by 2032, all of the vehicles have got to be electric vehicles that's sold. But with the electric vehicle, Jim, most are not aware of the fact that there's built into that a geofencing, geo-tracking, geofencing device that the federal government can monitor where you go, how long you stay, what direction you go in. And now because the electric vehicles are coming basically into vogue, there's no gasoline tax because you're not will not be using gasoline. So the federal government's now saying, okay, if there's no gasoline tax, we've got to make up for it, so we'll have some mileage tax. And so with the new electric vehicles coming out as of this year, they will have the capability of uploading where you go, how long you stay, and how many miles that will be uploaded to your account, and you will be taxed based on the number of miles you drive, how long you stay, and where you go. And through that system, the federal government will be able to control if, in fact, you can turn your electric vehicle on. And through a social credit system, they will be able to shut your electric vehicle off if you have questioned the election, if you question Biden, if you put out what they would call misinformation or disinformation. All of this plays into the factor of what would be called a social credit score. Jim, I believe we have every aspect of the social credit system in place today. It just, as you said, has not been brought together to unify it, to make it one system. So my point is, and then your response to it, right at this moment, Biden is to announce within this week the premier announcement of the Fed currency, the Fed coin, the electronic currency, that you will not have any greenbacks in your wallet in the future. Now, for the limited period of time, you could. But here's my point. Do you believe that all that we've seen taking place with these pieces of the social credit system, do you believe it will culminate in the electronic coins, the electronic currency, that you will not own money? In fact, I'll read this brief article headline. Biden administration quietly planning for the future where you do not own any money. In the Biden's future, you will not own the money. You'll simply have the ability to utilize it, but you cannot own it. What do you think about that, Jim?
Well, I believe that it's exactly as you've read and exactly as you're saying there, but I think it's much, much more insidious than that, because let's look at one aspect here, the elimination of gasoline or combustion engines there. Right now, our current electrical grid, and I don't care where you go, go and ask anybody that works with electricity, an electrician there. Our current electrical grid, if you have one out of every four vehicles in Jacksonville right now, and they instantly went to an electric vehicle today, even here in Jacksonville, our electrical grid would be overloaded. So with the removal of a combustion engine, you're going to automatically bring a crisis into whatever area you institute these policies at. So here's how they're even drilling down on it now. If you've been reading there, they're trying to get rid of combustion generators, tools for time cells, combustion generators. So they don't, they want to use this as an insidious form of control by creating a crisis, saying that there's not enough energy. And there would not be if you banned combustion engines today. We are not producing enough power across the United States grid to supply every household or every car with electricity on their current plant. We're just not doing it. Can't be done.
Absolutely. And with the introduction of the Fed coin, of the currency, let me touch on this very briefly and then I'll let you go. With Fed currency, the Fed coin, the electronic currency, you will not have greenbacks in your pocket. Whatever your dollar amount is that you start out with, go into your handheld device. If you buy a stick of bubble gum, if you go to a movie, if you give to the wrong political party, if you question the election, disinformation, misinformation, all the feds have to do is at the press of a button, you are cut off from any funding. But within that social credit system, scoring system in your cell phone or other handheld device, the federal government will control, will own the citizens, will control our every move, our everything by tracking and controlling your money. You go to the store, the gun store, you pick out a weapon you want, you go to the counter, and you open your handheld device, and click, comes back, funds not available, our account closed, where the federal government will control what you buy, what you can do, and where you can go. And all that we see taking place now with the electronic thermostats, with the electric vehicles, and then come online with the electronic currency, that is total control. And Jim, I believe that will be the tools that the Antichrist will ultimately use to control every human being on the face of the globe. Now, I don't say that to frighten any listener, but so that we can recognize what God is doing in fulfilling the prophetic text in the Word of God. Jim, I don't know about you, but I rejoice in the realization that God is still on the throne, God is still sovereign, and all of this could not happen lest it passes the hand of God to allow it to bring about the end result that we already see in the Word. Jim, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your dialogue and for your discussion. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, social credit system coming soon to America. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, I like both your and Jim's statements analysis on this. We are seeing pieces come together so rapidly. It's incredible. And whether we're talking CBDCs or electric vehicles or, you know, impending war or stirring and stoking war, you know, all these kind of fit within that, you know, eschatology that we find in Scripture. And individuals, I was online this morning with a man that professed salvation years ago, and then he had doubts about God's word, doubts about the existence of God, so much so that he is now the head of the regional skeptics society, okay? But guess what? He sends me a message this morning, and he's outlining things in the news, and I send him a message back letting him know, isn't it amazing that we're seeing those eschatological events of the Scripture jump off the pages of the Scripture and into the headlines of the news? Isn't it amazing that we can envision any one of a dozen different catalysts bringing us to the point, to the place of a one-world government that's necessary for those eschatological events to play out, those end times events to play out? Isn't that amazing? And, of course, you can't do anything other than agree with that, because any man, any woman that knows what the Scripture has to say on these subjects sees it. You have to, you can feel it in your bones, folks. We're nearing the day. We can see the finish line. And, you know, Jim touched on it. These created crises, these created shortages, we understand supply and demand drive so much of our marketplace. And the government can't control supply or demand, or can they? They create an artificial demand by legislatively or by fiat, by executive order, unlawful as it is, say, yeah, everybody has to be driving, you know, electric cars by the year 2030. That's absurd. I know he's pushing to 2032, and I know it's, you know, the new cars can't be anything but other than electric. Only about 2% of automobiles right now are electric. If you jumped into the future, let's jump into 2030. Let's jump into 2032. The calamity that's coming. Because at the same time there, he's pushing for, the left is demanding that we all drive these electric vehicles. We don't have the energy today, and we'll have even less in the future because they're putting the squeeze on every energy source out there. No, we can't replace it with windmills, folks. We can't replace it with solar, folks. By the way, those aren't clean and green. They're as dirty as they can possibly be, and any honest assessment comes to that conclusion. They're not reliable. They're not renewable. It's rubbish. The green that they're talking about is like a watermelon. It's green on the outside, and it's communist red on the inside, folks. Understand, their desires are not to green the planet. It's those desires are to red the planet. They love the controls that they have in places like China. Because guess what? You don't speak ill of the leadership in China. They will lock you up. And for every leftist today that's applauding, yeah, you know, let's control those folks on the right. Yeah, absolutely. Take their power away. Censor their speech. Take their this and that. I want you to know, folks, when the power is had, you will be the victim. When the power is I'm not saying that when the right takes power, you – no. When the left has complete authoritarian – totalitarian, fascistic control, you will be their ultimate victim. You're not I'll be on the side of victory. No. You are tools in the tool chest many times on board with this. But absolutely. Erase all that, set all that aside, we are not enemies. The adversary is the devil, and the reality is that every believer ought to be begging, pleading, come to know Christ. The hour is short. You go, man, it could be 1,000 years before Jesus returns. It's been 2,000 years, right? A lot of people say, no, he's not even coming back. Some will say he didn't even exist. But for everyone with their eyes open that know the historic truth, the biblical truth, they know he's coming soon. For every believer, I'm going to challenge you with this. That finish line is just ahead of us. Now, that finish line can be Jesus' return, or it can be your stepping out into eternity by stepping through death's door. But in either case, that finish line is right out of ahead of you. If you're an Olympian and you're running the marathon, you have 26 miles, and you've just exhausted almost every bit of energy you have. You have just under a quarter mile to go. Guess what some of the best folks do as racers? They sprint. They give their last little bit of energy as they cross that finish line, and guess what? They lean into the tape, because that's another fraction of a second off of their time. They lean into it. They're exhausted. They've got nothing left. Well, I would say for you today, lean into the tape. They're just moments ahead. They're just moments ahead. You can see the finish line from here.
That should challenge every child of God, every Christian, every conservative, to realize that we're on the fast track for the wrap-up of this old universe. Greg, let's tie up one loose end that I believe our listeners need to fathom a little better. When we talk about the electronic currency and the headline that I read earlier, Biden administration quietly planning for a future where you do not own any money. In the Biden future, you will not own any money, and you will have no privacy either. One of the greatest, largest, most invasive tools for the destruction of anything called privacy or control, or the control of all people, will be the electronic currency. And with the electronic currency, it's not as, in other words, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, what we've known for many, many, many years from the economic standpoint is the gaining and building of honest wealth, where a person works hard, saves a dollar here, saves a dollar there, can accumulate wealth. Under the new approach with the electronic currency, you cannot accumulate wealth. You do not own any money. You do not own it. It goes through your electronically held device, and anything that is against what the government deems is authoritative or authorization that you have to use it. Otherwise, you cannot. I'm looking at another headline. U.S. banks are abruptly freezing accounts, halting withdrawals without any warning. U.S. banks are increasingly closing customers' accounts and freezing the withdrawals without warning, according to the new report. A growing number of people say that they are abruptly losing access to both their checking and savings accounts, according to the news out of Los Angeles. The report cites the sudden closure of an account of a man that received an anonymous alert while logging onto his Bank of America account. He drove to the bank and tried to withdraw his money, and they said he could not withdraw it. Bank of America told me it was shut down. They refused to give me an explanation. They told me I would get my money after it was resolved. All of a sudden, I find that I'm broke. I can't feed my family. I can't pay my bills. I can't travel. I can't do anything. I have no money. Greg, is that possible on a wholesale basis across America in the near future?
We're just two clicks away from it. We're just literally today we could have an event, whether it's a cyber attack or a mass identity theft, or just the Feds flip the switch and FedNow becomes FedCoin, and you're told to have all your money on deposit in the next 10 days, or it will become worthless. I kind of expect an announcement like that anytime. And when they can control your currency, they can control your ability to buy and sell. They can control you. Because I challenge any one of you, can you pay your mortgage? Can you buy your groceries? Can you put gas in the car? Can you do anything without access to that resource we call money? It's a debt system today. We understand the $32 trillion in online debt, the $185 trillion in offline debt, unfunded liability. It's a debt currency today. It's a fiat currency today. However, you can't do anything without it. You're on complete lockdown without it. That's the level of control that they have, and I expect any day for them to enforce that control digitally on all of us. But we shouldn't. There should not be the fear and apprehension on the part of believers, but the preparedness, not for the calamity, but the preparedness for the Christ coming. And every single one of us, at the end of the day, should have lived a life in Christ that we can say, as Paul said, I have fought the good fight, I've finished my course, I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness with the Lord, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. His appearing is coming soon, folks. And these things are dire, but the talk of it is not to scare you, but to prepare you. Be prepared for that day that's coming very soon.
Absolutely, because, Greg, one of the things that will take place more than anything else with the control through the electronic currency is the Christian. You give to your church electronic money, and the government decides you can't do that. Click, you have no funds. You determine that you want to give to a political candidate, but it's the wrong candidate from the government standpoint. Click, you have no currency. I'm looking at a headline, persecution against Christians on the rise worldwide. And it goes on to talk about how many Christians are being persecuted around the world. And this, I believe, Greg, will set the stage for the intensification of the persecution for the child of God. And we see that being a major, major, major proponent of the future tense, eschatologically speaking, in what is taking place. And again, it goes back to, and I would like to remind our listeners, Luke 21:28. Look up, lift up your head for our redemption right now. Great, we've got about 20 seconds. Throw in your thoughts and encouragement to our listeners today.
Well, the reality is we should not fear. The scripture says, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Know that as a believer, you're indwelled with the Holy Spirit. You have absolutely nothing to fear. I oftentimes say when the scripture says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Understand, you have an appointment with destiny. You have an appointment with destiny. Until that day hits, you're bulletproof. God has you in the palm of his hand.
Absolutely. Not. Greg, thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 90.